Crowdfunding, here to stay? Imagine this. You have a little extra money and you're thinking of donating it to a good cause. Would you ever give it to help people count squirrels in a park? Or finance a comedian who wants to pay a skywriter to write a silly joke in the sky? These might sound like strange ways to spend your money, but they're actually two real crowdfunding campaigns. The squirrel counters collected about $4,000, and the comedian raised more than $6,000. He got the skywriter to write, "How do I land," by the way. The most famous of all the bizarre crowdfunding projects, though, was started by a guy named Zach Brown, who posted a crowdfunding request for $10 so that he could make some potato salad. He meant it as a joke, but the request went viral, and a month later he had raised, get this, $55,492. He used the money to have a huge party where about 2,000 people came to listen to music, donate money to charity, and yes, eat a quarter ton of potato salad. But most crowdfunding is not a joke, and it's not just a recent phenomenon either. Even Mozart got into the act in the 1780s. He didn't have enough money to perform a concert of his new music, so he asked for donations in advance. To say thanks, donors received copies of the sheet music. In the 1970s, Indian filmmaker Shyam Benegal crowdfunded a movie by convincing people to invest a little money in exchange for on-screen credit. And in 1999, in one of the first successful online crowdfunding campaigns, British rock band Marillion asked 6,000 fans to pay for their next album in advance. And guess what? The fans donated $60,000, enough to record and promote the music. Since 2010, crowdfunding has become mainstream, bringing in billions of dollars every year. Much of this money goes to charity, as well as supporting artists, writers, and musicians. People also contribute millions each year to new products, like an innovative watch that uses the energy created by a person's wrist movements to charge itself. Some crowdfunding projects never get off the ground because they don't raise enough money or have strong enough business plans. Occasionally, projects also turn out to be scams. One crowdfunding campaign raised more than $400,000 for a homeless man who had apparently spent all his money to help a couple who had run out of gas. This story later turned out to be false. But despite some risk to investors, the popularity of crowdfunding has exploded. Even some big corporations are running fundraising campaigns for new products before developing them. If you're a creator, it's pretty clear why crowdfunding is so popular. Instead of borrowing money or finding rich investors, you can get many small donations with almost no risk. And it's a great way to test the popularity of your idea. But why do people donate to these campaigns? Well, when it comes to charity, crowdfunding has made it easy for people to feel like they're making a difference, even though they're giving small amounts. Crowdfunding your favorite artists and musicians makes you feel closer to the creative people you admire. And in terms of products, people love being in on the ground floor of exciting new business ideas. Experts predict that by 2025, crowdfunding can be helping people and businesses to raise more than $300 billion each year. It may be the case that, in the future, most of the entertainment we'll enjoy and the items we'll own will come from crowdfunding campaigns. Crowdfunding is here to stay. Now, who has some ideas for the next big crowdfunding project?